Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to know what it's like to hang out with MS-13 in El Salvador? How the Russian mafia fought battles all over Brooklyn in the 1990s.
Or what about that time I got lost in the Burmese jungle hunting the world's biggest meth lab? Or why the Japanese Yakuza have all those crazy dragon tattoos? I'm Sean Williams.
And I'm Danny Gold. And we're the host of the Underworld Podcast. We're journalists that have traveled all over, reporting on dangerous people and places. And every week, we'll be bringing you a new story about organized crime from all over the world.
We know this stuff because we've been there. We've seen it. And we've got the near misses and embarrassing tales to go with it. We'll mix in reporting with our own experiences in the field, and we'll throw in some bad jokes while we're at it.
The Underworld Podcast explores the criminal underworlds that affect all of our lives, whether we know it or not. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Five people with unbelievable tales of UFO encounters. Arthur C. Clarke said that there are two possibilities. Either we are alone in the universe, or we are not. Both are equally terrifying. Though we're still far from proving any of the arguments, there are already people who strongly believe in extraterrestrial intelligent life. In fact, to many of them, these otherworldly beings have already made their presence known. Here are five people with unbelievable tales of UFO encounters. Number 5. Terrell Copeland. To become part of the United States Marines, one has to possess honor and integrity. These should show, either in his actions or words, and this is the reason why it's hard to dismiss Terrell Copeland's story as purely fictitious when he even swore his life on its truth. Copeland was a former U.S. Marine from Suffolk, Virginia. After his retirement from the force, the 27-year-old had been working as a forklift driver at a local warehouse. His bizarre story began in 2007. He was in his apartment when he saw what he believed to be unidentified flying objects hovering in the sky. In his words, he described the objects to be just a big ball of light. These weird objects didn't seem to move. They were floating 300 feet above the ground and were changing colors very rapidly. "This is not usual. Something's wrong here," he said to himself at the time. So he decided to grab his cell phone and record what he was viewing. He then uploaded the video to YouTube, and the footage of what he thought to be a strange sky anomaly has since garnered massive attention. It was even noticed by the very beings whose existence he intended to expose. The ex-military member said that on the days that followed, he began to feel like there was someone who wanted to reach out to him. One time he woke up because of a sound that came from his apartment door. He called out for the person outside, but no one answered, and yet he could still see the doorknob being rattled. He also heard someone scratching at his door, Instinct dictated him to reach for his firearm on his table, but despite the urge to get up, he couldn't do so. Copeland was basically paralyzed. He said he could only move his eyes, and much to his shock, he heard a voice calling from the outside, telling him that he didn't need the weapon and that they wouldn't harm him. While the incident may resemble that of a phenomenon known as sleep paralysis, Copeland's case took a stranger turn when he began to experience what he called missing hours. What happened was he could not seem to account for events that took place at certain hours of his waking time. In an attempt to remember what had occurred, he started keeping notes and sketches of his memory. There, he was able to recover what appeared to be the missing episodes of his life. He claimed that he was in a room with a woman whom he described to be not having complete human features. She had an elongated skull with black eyes that startled him. The next thing he knew, he was standing on his balcony watching a cylindrical-shaped ship flying away. Copeland's story was even chronicled on the History Channel, and while many still don't believe it to be true, it somehow changed his life. He suddenly had the desire to become a better person than he was, and to this day, he still claims that what he experienced was very real. Number 4. Stacy Tussle. It took many years for a woman named Stacy Tussle to become aware that the world we are living in is not really what it seems. With her eyes now open, she has since been a major proponent in a field which others may call pseudoscience. In early 1995, while Tussle was still studying in college, she came across a book that would introduce her to the topic of crop circles. These are strange patterns you probably know about that have reportedly appeared overnight in random farm fields. Many people believe them to be spots where flying saucers supposedly land and then later take off. Tussle conducted the first of her many investigations at her own hometown in Inman, Kansas. She firmly believed that aside from it being the trace of an alien spacecraft, these mysterious ground patterns could also be some sort of communication given to us by the other kind. But more than her mind-blowing findings about crop circles, the cum laude college graduate happened to have her own share of UFO experiences. In fact, many of them. Most of the time, they would leave evidence in the form of body marks. One time she woke up with three red diagonal lines wrapped around one of her fingers. There was also an instance wherein she got up in the morning with handprints and fingerprints all over her body. The mark, she said, couldn't have been made by her. While most would consider her experience an alien abduction, she thought otherwise. "I don't believe I was taken against my will," she said. For Tussle, she couldn't be more prepared to get in touch with what she called the non-human intelligent beings. She further saw this as an opportunity to share information between species. Number 3. Peter Faust. Peter Faust's alien abduction case is considered one of the most highly publicized. His story even made it to the Oprah Winfrey Show, and the details are as harrowing as you might expect. In the interview with the talk show host, Faust revealed that he had been in contact with the third kind ever since he was 8 years old. He said that just like anybody else, he couldn't believe them to be true at first. However, through scientific intervention, it was discovered that there's more to what the public considered to be Faust's outrageous claims. In that episode, Oprah showed footage of Faust listening to a recording made between him and the famous psychologist John Mack. During the session, the patient was reportedly under hypnosis. This technique is often done by psychiatrists to uncover deep-seated memories from their patients. Like everyone else, Faust was disturbed by what he heard from the recording. There he revealed how he was effortlessly picked up from his bed and carried outside his room by these beings, whose appearances he finds hard to describe. When he was already out in the open, he was then lifted higher and higher up into what was assumed to be the alien spacecraft. At this point, the hypnotized Foss can be heard wailing and letting out what the show host called blood-curdling screams. This recollection was but one of the many encounters that the patient had told Dr. Mack. In the latter's book titled Abduction, the highly regarded, award-winning doctor and author said that the man had been through other instances in which his life was even put to the brink of danger. One time, Foss said that he was brought into a spaceship with two beings who stood shorter than the average human being. They had large, spear-shaped heads and almond-shaped eyes. He was then made to lie on what appeared to be an examination table. There, the aliens proceeded to make probes into his naked body. They looked into his eyes and ears. Then the experiment progressed into something more unsettling. At one point, the ETs took samples of his sperm, which were then used in the making of hybrid children. Foss went on to claim that he even saw himself mating with a female alien. There have been a lot of critics addressing Foss' stories. Mack, however, said that all the regression sessions they made were well documented and that those tapes were submitted for evaluation by independent sources. What's more, the patient who hailed from the small town of Watertown, Massachusetts, was made to undergo a series of psychiatric tests. All of those tests apparently prove that the subject does not possess any sort of pathology. Foss' therapy sessions with the Harvard-schooled psychologist helped him overcome the trauma that he suffered from those abductions. Surprisingly, when he was asked, the abductee maintained that he is still not a believer of UFOs or aliens. He said in an interview, "There was no reason for me to have these experiences, and I've gained nothing from them." Number 2, Jerry Loveless. Jerry Loveless is a man of unquestionable integrity and credibility. A lawyer by profession, Loveless also served as an assistant attorney general at one point of his career. Not only that, the Michigan native was also once an EMT and medic in the United States Air Force. To call him unreliable would be a crime, but something happened during his retirement age that pushed him to unravel what everyone thought to be an outrageous, unbelievable story of alien abduction. In 2012, he was advised to take a routine X-ray exam on his leg. The results came with the discovery of a metal piece the size of a fingernail with two tiny wires attached to it. Everyone wondered how it had got there, and he had never been in active combat, nor had he had any kind of surgery. His doctor couldn't even identify an entrance scar, and Loveless said he had no memory of being injured or being implanted with that strange thing, or so he thought. After that examination, the veteran began to suffer horrific nightmares where he would see weird visions he simply couldn't make sense of. Then came episodes of spontaneous recall wherein his thoughts would be flooded with bizarre memories surrounding a camping trip that he took with a friend back in 1977. In that year, he and his companion went to the Devil's Den State Park in northern Arkansas. Both were hobbyist photographers looking to capture images of eagles and wildlife. In search of more subjects, they decided to leave the safety of the campground and drive deep into an isolated area of the park to set up camp. It was a perfect spot. The high plateau offered them a scenic view of the Arkansas wilderness. Then, the evening came. They noticed a group of three bright lights there, arranged in a triangular configuration, and they looked like stars in the dark sky, so it was hard to miss it. But then, they moved together towards them. When they came near, Loveless and his pal realized that the lights were in fact light panels from a single triangular spacecraft. This UFO descended even lower towards the ground. All of a sudden, a solid ray of light blasted on them, and at that point, they lost consciousness. The next thing they knew, they were back at their camp. Much to their bewilderment, they found burn marks on their body, and they also suffered severe dehydration, which sent them to the hospital. Out of fear of ridicule, the two promised to never talk about their experience. Loveless was bent on bringing this secret to his grave, but the subsequent nightmares, which ultimately affected his health, pushed him to let out the truth 40 years later. The X-ray in 2012 was the beginning of the revelation. He believed he and his friend were abducted and experimented on in that huge triangular spacecraft, and that piece of metal in his leg was solid evidence of the abduction. In 2016, Loveless wrote a book called Incident at Devil's Den, where he told in full length the wild events that happened at that location. His decision to expose his experience somehow brought him into a compromising position. Most people questioned his story, while others believed it. However, for Loveless, what's important is that he was able to let go of these unnerving secrets that had been weighing him down for a very long time. Number 1. Calvin Parker. The thing about UFO sightings and alien abduction is that there will always be doubts and skepticism. For phenomena that is yet to be scientifically proven, most people would consider these stories as nothing but the figment of one's imagination. For Calvin Parker and his fishing buddy, Charles Hickson, the truth behind their story is all that mattered to them. It was the evening of October 11, 1973. The 42-year-old Hickson and 19-year-old Parker were fishing the waters of the Pascagoula River in Mississippi. Out of the blue, a piercing sound coming from above tore the silence of the night. Around the same time, they saw a big light appearing from the clouds. It was a blinding light, the younger man said in later interviews. But they honed their focus, enabling them to see an object hovering just above their heads. The oblong-shaped aircraft was big, around 30 or 40 feet from tip to tip. As they looked closer, they saw three beings which appeared non-human. "I know now they were robots," Hickson later recalled. These extraterrestrial entities then took and held them inside their spacecraft for about 30 minutes. During that time, they were examined and probed using strange-shaped instruments, and they were later released unharmed. They immediately went to the Mississippi Sheriff's Office to report the incident. Authorities were, of course, skeptical of their tale, so they hatched a plan to catch them with their lies. What they did was leave a secret recording device running inside the interrogation room where the two were being held. What they later heard shocked them. The men sounded so scared and traumatized as they reaffirmed themselves that what they went through really did happen. Hickson and Parker were later subjected to lie detector tests, which they both passed. They were also put under hypnosis to be questioned. Investigators and psychologists went on record to confirm that the two never wavered from their stories. In 2011, Hickson died at the age of 80. A little after, Jackson County erected a historical marker commemorating his and Parker's alleged alien abduction. Parker, meanwhile, met a woman named Maria Blair. Blair, in her part, kept her secret for more than 45 years and has just came out to attest the men's claim. Apparently, she was there at the spot and had witnessed the two fishermen abducted by the aliens. Blair's admittance brought more relief to Parker, who is now convinced that he and Hickson were not alone to witness and experience that anomaly. So there were five people with unbelievable tales of UFO encounters. While you may outwardly consider these stories to be fake, you can't deny that there still remains a tiny sliver of doubt, a possibility that perhaps these stories are not fabricated. If you guys enjoyed this video, then please subscribe to our channel. Hit that notification bell, because we have three new videos coming out every single week for you guys to check out. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.